Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rishmul, Maris Chanabat Sugos, Maris Adel Chanabat Sub Meir Zev, and is based on the Sefer Ateres HaMoedim, Bakor Rabbi Kiva Medvav Shlita. And we're going to be discussing B'siyata Dishmaya, the Inyan of Parshas Para. This week is Parshas Para. Special Kriya Satara that we have, one of the Arba Parshios. And we would like to find the Makor for Parshas Para. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Memvav Sif Beis, Parshas Zachor, Parshas Para, Shem Basara Midda Oiraisa, Shetzarech L'chavin L'shama Mipiakore. So Zachor and Para, you have to have 10 people, Min HaTorah, to hear this Parsha. To be Mechavin, to hear them from the mouth of the Baal Kore. Sotum and Tafresh Pehei. Makor Medivrei Rishon at the beginning of the second parak of Brachas, and in this the Magen Avraham writes, Lo Yadana Hecha Remizi Batorah L'Chiyuv Kriyas. I don't know where in the Torah you have a remez for the Chiyuv Kriyas Parshas Paras, so asks the Magen Avraham. So there are a few tries in the Acharon and the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Chukas writes that the Makor in the Torah is based on what it says at the beginning of Meseches Yuma. It says, talking about being Mafresh a Kohen 7 days, Ze Adav Asher Tziv Hashem La'asus L'chaper Aleichem. Lasos zemaisa para. L'chaper zeyom ha-kippurim. So from this pasuk you learn about being mafrish 7 days before. You learn about being mafrish the kohen. But in the same pasuk you learn maisa para and yom kippur. And then in Hamad Beis it says zehadav filu dibor ma'akev. What does it mean dibor ma'akev? That's the kriyas ha-parsha. And Rashi writes, Samaches Samad Beis, that the makor that the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom Kippur is from the Torah, from this pasuk of Zeh HaDavar, Kriyas HaParsha. So you see that on Yom Kippur, there's a Chiyuv min HaTorah of Kriyas HaParsha. And in the same pasuk that we darish in Yom Kippur, Zeh HaDavar, Davar, we learn they have to have Kriyas HaParsha in Yom Kippur. We also learn Lasos, Lasos and Maisa Parat at the beginning of Yuma. Just like the Yom Kippur, there is a Chiyuv Kriyas HaParsha. So to Para, there's a chiyuv, obviously, of the Maisa Para, but in that pasuk it also says Zahadavar, so that means there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaParsha. That's the Meshech Chachma, and like the Gemara says, Zahadavar filu dibur ma'akev. So the dibur is ma'akev, there has to be Kriyas HaParsha. So that's all a makor b'zman shenasa Maisa Para. There we say that there's a din kriya, just like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur requires the kriya of the Kohen, so too, Para requires the kriya of the Kohen. But how about b'zman hazeh? What's the makor b'zman hazeh? The Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Zayin writes that it says in the Parashas Para twice, L'chukas Olam, one to tell you that even Bizman Hazeh, you could be Mitayer Be'efer Para, and one to teach you that even Bizman Hazeh, there's a Chiyuv Kriyas. So that's the L'chukas Olam, that's the forever, that you could, you're Mitayer Be'efer Para, and that there is a, even Bizman Hazeh, that even Bizman Hazeh, there's a Chiyuv Kriya. However, even from the Aruch HaShulchan, that there's a Chiyuv B'zman HaZeh B'mikra HaParsha, nevertheless, we don't see that there is a Chiyuv Shmiya L'kol Echad. Just like in the Kriya of the Yom Kippur, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it's Lehedyam, explicit in the Mishnah and Yuma, that there's no Chiyuv on everybody to hear it. Like it says in Samaches Samet Beis in the Mishnah, somebody wants to see the Paraman Israfim, would go watch that, and then he wouldn't hear the Kriya's Kohen Gadol, and that's Beseder. So who Adin Mikra Parsha's Parah, that you don't necessarily have to hear it. So what's the Chiyuv Shmiya Al kol echad ve'echad. In the Birchas Peretz of the Stipler, he writes that the makor achiyuv leparetz from what it says in Parashas Mitzara, v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael metum asam, that is an azhara, is a warning for the Jewish people of a klal hatzibur to learn dinei tuma. We have to know dinei tuma, and even b'zman hazeh ye meheri yabana beis hamikdash, and we're gonna have to be taharim. V'yom yadalet b'nisan lahakravas ve'achilas ha'pesach, and the kriya of para is an azhara and a hoidah. So that's where you get it from, that we have to be warned about the Tumah. Soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So even Bizman HaZeh, we have to hear about this Parsha of Para, which teaches us about the Tara. Because Pesach is around the corner, and we have to know to be Tara for Pesach. But even according to the Stipler, that's a Chiyuv Shmiya. However, it's more than that. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashma Tzarech L'Chavein U'L'Shomem P'Yakor. It's Mashma they have to be Yotzei Yedei Chova. Chavein l'shoma mipi hakore. That you also have to be yotze. not just l'shom, maybe l'chavein, is l'chavein lotzis yidei chova, that's going to be your kavana. So I don't know if that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Maybe you don't have to be l'chavein lotzis yidei chova, but if that's what he means, and it's sad that that's what he means, if you have to be yotze yidei chovas kriyas parashas para, where do you get that from? All you get from the stipler's word is that you have to hear parashas para. Where do you get that you have to be yotze parashas para? The Mashmah seems to be that you have to be Yotzei from the Baal Kore, Parashas Parah. Where do you get that from? Just to know Dinei Tuma, that you get from the stipler. Vizartim is B'nai Yisrael, as Tumas. Vizartim is B'nai Yisrael, mitumas. So warn them about the Tuma. Make sure they don't become Tumas. So that's a wonderful makor that they have to hear it. But where do you know they have to actually be Yotzei Yidei Chova? So the Levush says a Davar Chadash. The Levush says, in Tafresh Pehei, that Karim Parashas Zu Lispal Lefanav Yisbarach Shagam Aleinu Yizrok Mayim Tahorim B'Mehera Yisharim Gam Ken Shim D'Araisim Mehai Taima, that we have to read this parasha. It's a sort of a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pour on us the purifying waters B'Mehera. And some say that this is also D'Araisa for this reason, says the Levush. So we see from the Levush B'Yisod Din Kriyas Parashas Para that it's midin tefillah. And in this Kriya, we are Makayim Teres Tefillah Lefan of Yisbarach, that he should also sprinkle upon us Mayim Tahorim B'Mehera, Kedei Lasos Es HaPesach B'Zmano, the Mishnah Berurah, copies the Tama Levush, that the reason for the Kriya is Midin Tefillah, Kufi HaNira, there's a special Mayil of Tefillah that's Miskayim B'Kriya HaTorah, Shel Parash Azu, it's a special Inyan of Tefillah. Otherwise, why aren't we metaken a special tefillah? So you see that there's a special din kriya, there's a special din tefillah that comes along with this kriya. When you read Parashas Parah, that's a unique tefillah. And the Levush adds that some say it's for this mitam zetz doraisa, so the Mabush Yomtev says, aim is a shum tam. For that reason, for the tefillah, the Torah is going to be mechayiv you to read the parasha, so ask the Eliyahu Rabbah. So because of the tefillah, the Torah is going to be mechayiv you to read this parasha? Where is this coming from? Maybe we can say as follows, Behekin divrei hanishmas adam, simin ches, who's mechadesh, in simin samaches, who's mechadesh, that if somebody is in a place where there's no shofar, you don't have to leave on Erev Rosh Hashanah or even kind of mitzvah says they have shofar. And one reason he wrote was is that since Rosh Hashanah is Gorim Umechadesh Chiyuv Shofar, before Rosh Hashanah, you're not Chayiv in the mitzvah says Ein Shofar, and when Rosh Hashanah comes, you're Anas Ayin Sham in the Nishmas Adam. So again, Nishmas Adam says if you're in a place where there's no shofar, you don't have to go on Erev Rosh Hashanah to a place where there is a shofar. And one reason he wrote was is that Rosh Hashanah is Mechadesh, that there's a Chiyuv Shofar, and before Rosh Hashanah, you're not yet mechuyev. And when Rosh Hashanah comes, you're on us. So you're off the hook. V'divrei achai adam tumuim, sugya rucha b'mesecha sukkah, daf chof ches amid beis. It says there that the makor of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, it's from the fact that the Jewish people were metami themselves to the atzmos Yosef, even though through that they became tamei and they couldn't be makrovot zapesach, mikoach tumasam. So it must be that it's mutter lam li tamos midin osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah ayin sham the gemara and sukkah and chav ches amid beis, that we see this din of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah because the Jews were osik in the mitzvah of atzmas Yosef. Through this, they weren't able to be makor the carbon pesach because they were tamei. So it must be that how are they allowed to become tamei? Midin osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So it's mavur lahedi in the gemara that if not for the time reason of osik b'mitzvah, min ha-Torah, it would be aser for them to be mitami themselves. Because if they be mitami themselves, they can't be mechayim l'chova of Korban Pesach, even though this man of Korban Pesach hasn't yet come. Nevertheless, the mitzvah itself of Pesach is mechayiv to make sure that you're going to be mechayim the Pesach even before the time. So how is Pesach different than Shofar? Shofar, the Chayyadim writes, that you're not mechuyev an Erev Rosh Hashanah to make sure that you're mechayim mitzvah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to leave your house to go to a place where there is a shofar. But Pesach, if not for the reason of osik mitzvah or mitzvah, you would have to be doei kodem kiyom ha-mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah. You wouldn't be able to say, oh, I don't have to worry about the mitzvah now. I can just be metameh myself. No, you can't say that. You can only say that only be metameh themselves because of osek mitzvah padam and a mitzvah. Otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed to be metameh themselves. Why? Because you have to worry about the mitzvah before the time for the mitzvah comes. So maishna, why by Rosh Hashanah? You don't have to worry about you do have you don't have to worry about being mekayim shofar and erev Rosh Hashanah, but Karban Pesach you do. And this is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah, the Avnei Nezer and Aruch Chaim Shin Chaf Aleph. I have a long arichos about it, the Siyata D'Shemayim, my Sefer Shiras Yitzchak that I wrote many moons ago. So to explain the Shitas Achai Odom, we can say as follows: Al Pidi Yor Sameach, the Yor Sameach, in the first parak of Luchos Karban Pesach, Alecha Yudches writes, V'kevin shekein nisboni na b'mitzvah Pesach, the Nemar li Yisrael, halo kevin shein b'derech v'choko, chutz me'achila, so chutz me'asiyah, so p'tur mi'pesach, em asiyah bo achiyuv aleim, v'al korchin da'achiyuv chol aleim mikodem yedalat she'achinu atzmin litor v'lasas ha'pesach, v'chule, em kein chazinan, she'achiyuv shel Pesach, ramya mikodem she'igi azman shechitaso, v'ulai achiyuv ramya miyom she'sholim b'darshim kodem ha'pesach, k'mo da'amru le'inyin b'yur ha'iyu yin sham. Kevin Kram Khuyev Mitzvazushel Sias a Pesach Lachim Ladim Lokin. Echiasi Swell a Pesach or Kumi Uderk and Koshke Nashim Shenamukhiyav Slal Seregamhule, Benadom Lachol Hanach Shalogi as Manam Me Erev Shabbos Ad Kan Lashana or Samech. We see from this or Samech that he holds in principle like the Chai Adam, that mitzvahs you're generally not chayiv to fulfill before the Zman of the mitzvah. However, there's a din mesuyam according to the or Samech in the mitzvah's essay of Karban Pesach, that licht munach b'ikar chiyuvo, shekolim zmano tzichim lidog l'kiyum ha-mitzvah, shekol ikar chiyuv ne'emar kashahim b'derech rechoka, or chutz me'achilato v'asiyato. So all ikar chiyuv was said when they are in a faraway place. They have to bring themselves close. So, since they're far away, then what's the whole, how can we be mechayev of them? If that's the primary chiyuv is on those who are far away to come close and eat the Pesach. And certainly women who aren't obligated to be all l'regel. What are they doing with Chal in Yerushalayim? So it must be that the mitzvah essay of Pesach is Chal even called them Zmanu. So the Or Sameach, so it is that there's a special thing by Pesach that it's Chal afilu called them Zmanu. So now we can understand the Chayadam. We asked the Kashin the Chayadam from the Sugi and Sukkah. Sukkah says that they only were allowed to be Matami themselves because it was like the mitzvah patrim and a mitzvah. So that's beautiful. The only problem is that why is that then how does the Chayadam explain that you don't have to worry about shofar before Rosh Hashanah? There you have to worry about the Karban Pesach, four Karban Pesach. It was only mutter according to the Sugi and Sukkah because of Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. But according to the Chai Adam, according to his Svara, you shouldn't have to come on to Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. You don't have to worry about the Mitzvah before Zman Kiyuma. So the answer is the Chai Adam was talking about other Mitzvahs. Show for other Mitzvahs. That Kodim Zmanam, there's no Chiyuv yet. But Karban Pesach is different. Because there's a chalos chiyuv even before this man. And that's what it says in Sukkah, that if not for the time of Osek B'mitzvah, Hare Nesar Levnei Yisrael, the time was Atzimam, Kodem HaPesach. That if not for the reason of Osek B'mitzvah, then they wouldn't be allowed to be Matami themselves. And the reason is they have to prepare themselves for HaKravetz HaPesach, HaFilu Kodem Zmano, K'mashe Kosav, HaOr Sameach. So there's a special din in Karban Pesach that explains the Gemara in Sukkah that you have to prepare for the mitzvah for the time of the mitzvah because Beikar Chiyuva, the mitzvah is said, even to people who are far away. So now that we've come to this beautiful place, we can now be Mevar Divrei Halavush, who writes that in this Kriya of Parashas Para, it's an inyan of tefillah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should pour upon us Mayim Taharim v'Meheir, and rather we should be Tar, and we should be able to do the Pesach. In other words, there's a tefillah miyuchede, a special tefillah, in this Kriya. So since we explained it, because the mitzvah say of Korban Pesach, that's mechayev everybody to prepare themselves beforehand. So Medina Heshtadlis, the mitzvah says they shall Pesach, you have to do everything to be mechayev Korban Pesach, and since this tefillah, this parasha is a special tefillah, that we should become Taharim, so The mitzvah essay of Korban Pesach includes reading this parasha of Parashas Parah. And now we can answer the kasha of the Mavusha Yontif, Mavusha Yontif, and the Eliyahu Rabba. He said, well, how can you say that because it's a tefillah, you're chayv daraisa? Where do you get the daraisa? So based on what we said, it's daraisa because the mitzvah essay of Korban Pesach teaches you that you have to prepare beforehand. And part of preparing beforehand is being mispalled, this tefillah of Parashas Parah, that you should be Torah for the Pesach. Even though Tum is dechuyah b'tzibur, but including the shtadlus is that we should pray that we should be able to do it b'tara. And we also understand that since the chiyuv tefillah, it's not just a chiyuv shmiya, it's mitaras tefillah, that you have to be yotzei shomea konen. So then we have to be ma'ayin for women. Women are chayavos in Korban Pesach, so maybe they're also chayav in this tefillah. Maybe no. They're mufkos from a tefillah that comes through Kriyas HaTorah. According to the Birkas Peretz, we saw the stipler. He says it's from Exalta B'nai Yisrael mitumasam. They have to stay away from tumas, so and then that would apparently include women. To say that women are chayav in para, and according to many, they're pater from zachor, is very schwer to say. Now, kopanim, we have a number of makaros for the kriyas parashas para, but the chiyuv kriya kol echad ve'echad, they have to be yotif malkari shemei ka'one, that we only heard from the levush, radvarim hayin eflayim, and of course, there is so much more to say on this sugya, and maybe in a future shir, we will continue discussing this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.